man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, indeed.
Can survive.
We're surviving up here in North Dakota. And so are you, wherever you may be, listening to this edition of the Trump Phenomenon, Sunday edition, 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for joining us. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. And son of a gun, I'm actually on time. All right. Good start. You can call in with your observations on the Trump phenomenon at 800-313-9443. And with 2 hours, we got plenty of time to take your thoughts. So don't be shy, please. I got the caller board lined up here. I just put it up on my screen, one of my screens. I'm surrounded by screens. And let me get another screen here. I've got a on this one screen, I want to get something for you that one of our listeners called in and got my attention. He said, Kelso, you got to go take a look over at the Daily Caller, which is the website created by Tucker Carlson. Let me go there right now. Let's see, I'll use Firefox, I guess. And he pointed out an article that says it all. let me find it here. I don't go to the Daily Caller much. Let me just try going there, and hopefully this will be right at the top. It's an article on one of our themes here, which is the censorship of patriots by the left-wing cabal that controls the social media. Let's go to type it in here. Daily Caller. All right, there it is. And the here it is, right at the top. The title is, and if you want to read it, read along with me as I go there, you can do that. Let me, let's see, how did I get into this? Okay, here we go. Here's the title. It's on page one at dailycaller.com. Epidemiologists, that's a possessive apostrophe S, epidemiologists video on coronavirus entitled Herd Immunity, or on herd immunity, had 1.3 million views until YouTube removed it. Wow. Now, this is my first look at this link that one of you listeners called in and said, Kelso, you got to do this. And here it is. Indeed, I do got to do it. And the reporter is Scott Moorfield, and he says this: YouTube removed a video of a prominent epidemiologist explaining his view that achieving herd immunity is the best way to combat the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Okay, so there we go. I rushed that in a little bit and skipped over my housekeeping. Today is May. I know that much. It's May. Okay, we're getting closer. 17th. All right. May 17th, 2020, and the title of the show is The Trump Phenomenon. the best way to combat the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Now, recall, we've mentioned several epidemiologists, immunologists, virologists, experts, doctors. Scott Atlas is one of the people we've referred to on this show. And these are doctors, extremely qualified, extremely intelligent, and brave, true professionals and geniuses who utterly disagree with Dr. Little Anthony Fauchenstein, the man who never met a vaccine he didn't love, the man whose dreams, if he were to go through a dream monitoring in a dream sleep laboratory, they'd find out that his dreams at night are of controlling you. That's right. Little Anthony Fauchenstein, his dream is to control you. He's a social justice warrior. And this hoaxed up, faked up, hysteria whipped pandemic is his, at the age of 79, this is his swan song. This is his last shot. This is his last trip out on into the footlights. This is his big moment. This, Little Anthony, you get to be a real big shot. Everyone hanging on your words. You get to decide what everybody does. You get to decide, can you go on the beach? Can you put down a towel? Yes or no? Can you sit on the towel? Yes or no? Do you have to keep moving? How many feet do you have to be away from everybody, including your own family? Can you go in the water? Can you go ankle deep? Could you go up to your knees? Could you swim in the water? Could you take a flotation device like a surfboard or a bodyboard with you into the water? Et cetera, et cetera. Do you have the right? Can you leave your apartment or home? Are you under house arrest? Well, this little Anthony Fauci. So we've been quoting other people who profoundly disagree with this little puke, who has committed one of the greatest criminals in world history, killed more people. He's in that top 100 list of people who've killed lots of people, millions of people. And I'll give you an example. Let's see. I heard this on TV last night on Fox that I believe is it every let me try to remember here. Is it every week? I think it's every week. It might be every month that 150,000 people get their first diagnosis of cancer, typically. And for many of those people, rapid treatment, prompt treatment of the cancer saves their life. But many cancers grow so fast that if it's unattended for 3 months, you're dead. Well, this doctor was making, this was Scott Atlas, by the way, a great one. Currently at the Hoover Institution in the Bay Area, and previously the head, I believe, of neurobiology at Stanford Hospital, Stanford University Hospital, but one of the top guys, top guys, Scott Atlas. He said, this is it may be a word for word quote, but it's exactly what he said. The lockdown is killing many people. The lockdown is killing. It's not saving lives. It's killing people. Now, that is a doctor with brass balls who can say something like that. Say the truth. Defy the medical mafia establishment so boldly. And Scott Atlas also, it doesn't look like he's not like 79 years old like Puke Fauci, he actually looks like he's at the height of his powers and the height of his career. So he's putting it all out there. Anyway, another one that we've mentioned is Dr. Knut Witkowski. He's not a medical doctor. He's a PhD, as I remember it. But he was the head of epidemiology at the Rockefeller University in New York City. Now, the Rockefeller University has put out apparently a press release or two trying to distance themselves from their own 20-year chief of a certain department at the Rockefeller University. You know, like, well, he wasn't this, he wasn't that. He was one of the, for 20 years, he was one of the top senior guys at the Rockefeller University. So they just, and of course, this is the medical mafia that we're talking about. Dr. Knut M. Witkowski. Now, he's the guy whose video was taken down by YouTube after it already had 1.3 million views. So we're going to make several points at once here. We're going to talk about the censorship of the left-wing social media. We're going to talk about the pandemic hoax. It's not a hoax that there's a flu. We have a flu. But we sure as hell don't have the bubonic plague. And we don't have the worst crisis in American history, as the head of the CDC said. What was it said? He says the worst health crisis in 100 years. Unless, what's his name? Redfield, the head of the CDC. His name is something like that. What a puke. If Redfield's talking about the health crisis created by, as Scott Atlas says, a lockdown which is killing lots of people, people not getting their cancer treated, people not getting it diagnosed, believe it or not, people having strokes and heart attacks who don't go to the emergency room but simply die. That's right. That's happening. So in normal times, without pukes like Fauci and Redfield scaring the crap out of Americans, somebody with chest pains would say, honey, take me to the emergency room. Call 911. Get an ambulance here. This is not normal. These chest pains, I'm having trouble breathing. I'm dizzy. We're going to the emergency room. Many people have had their lives saved by doing that. With the corona hysteria virus freakout, people are instead just going, it's indigestion. I know it's indigestion, and then they die. Or they have the heart attack and lose the motor functions, or the stroke and lose part of their brain, which would have been saved. Had they gotten to the hospital in a few minutes, the various treatments could have completely saved the heart attack victim or the stroke victim with 100% recovery. But there are people dying because they're not going into the hospital, because they're terrified of this bubonic plague bullshit perpetrated by little Anthony Fauci and his girlfriend, Deborah Birx, a.k.a. Nurse Ratched. Nice scarf, Deborah. Nice scarf. But that's as far as it goes. The rest of it is barf. It's not medicine. It's barf. It's not science. It's barf. So let's continue. Let's read this. This is on the Daily Caller. I'm reading it for the first time right here. Okay, here it is right here. Dr. Knut M. Witkowski is a former head of biostatistics. It's way above my pay grade. Epidemiology and research design at the Rockefeller University. But his contrarian take on tackling coronavirus was removed by YouTube for purported, here's the term YouTube used, misinformation. Now, folks, I'm saying this, you know, to see the world in a grain of sand. Who was it that wrote that? I can't believe I'm forgetting. Just a second. The English poet, Blake. You can see the world in a grain of sand. You can see the whole story in one episode. This removal of the head of bio, I mean, look at this guy, Dr. Witkowski, has more qualification, more brain power, more factual knowledge and science between his ears than if you take the entire damn staff of Barf Tube. I don't care how many thousands of employees they have. You put them all together, their brain power does not equal that of Dr. Witkowski. These pukes at Barf Tube do not have, they have no right or business deleting a video by this great scientist. And if this is going on, and of course it is going on, they know what, they look at it, they know the guy is introduced in the video. I don't know, I'm going to see if I can find the video. Hopefully there's a link to it. Somebody has saved it somewhere. Somebody's managed to save it from what? We all know the term. George Orwell coined it, a.k.a. Eric Arthur Blair, his birth name, the memory hole. That's where you and I, folks, that's where we're headed. That black hole is where we're headed. Unless a few darn near miraculous things occur, including the re-election of Donald Trump. When something like this YouTube of Dr. Witkowski's goes into the memory hole, you might as well jump headfirst in there yourself. Because when you lose truth, when you lose facts, when you lose reality, you're not, your life is basically over. If these people have that kind of evil power, then our world has collapsed. So let's continue with the article. He says, so misinformation. Oh, misinformation. This is a website that has so much porno on it. It has so much vulgarity. It has so much pure, unadulterated crap. Wall to wall, millions of videos of extreme crudity, vulgarity, and violation of every ethical, moral, or aesthetic standard. And they're going to remove, they're going to accuse this deep scientist of misinformation. A prominent advocate for the concept of herd immunity as being the only effective way that society can fully return to normal life, Witkowski considers social distancing and lockdown measures to be unnecessary and even counterproductive. Now, you heard Scott Atlas say the exact same thing on Jesse Waters' show. It was either this morning or last night. And boy, that was a beautiful appearance. A video on the topic produced by the British company Journeyman Pictures and featuring the former Rockefeller University epidemiologist had 1.3 million views before it was removed for what PukeTube called a violation of their, quote, community standards, unquote. The New York Post reported Saturday. We'll pick up right there. I'm marking my finger right on that page, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
And hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. We've got Larry in Texas hanging on the line there. Larry, we'll get you in just a minute. Thanks for your patience. Let's go back to this article in the Daily Caller. He's a quote. This is a quote from Dr. Knut Witkowski. Now, remember, we were talking about Dr. Witkowski on this show. I think we were pretty early. As far as people who maybe we helped a little bit get the word out about Dr. Witkowski and help get some of this video out there with over 1 million views. He says, with all this is in the video, which has disappeared. And by the way, I was just on YouTube trying to find another Witkowski 1 hour video and it ain't there. Quote, with all respiratory diseases, the only thing that stops the disease is herd immunity. Witkowski said in the video. And in this article on the Daily Caller, the reporter has to say reportedly said in the video. Why? Because the reporter can't see the video. Can you believe that? So he had to rely on somebody else's write-up about the video. quote, Witkowski says, about 80% of the people need to have had contact with the virus. So it's 8 out of 10 of us. Exactly what we've been saying on this show. And the majority of them won't even have recognized that they were infected. I was just explaining what we had, Witkowski explained to the Post's, the New York Post's, John Levine, adding that he did not know why the video was taken down. So now let's just kind of flesh that out a little bit. We know that Dr. Witkowski does know why the video was taken down, but he doesn't know any good reason that it was taken down. And there isn't any such reason. It was taken down because Dr. Witkowski is breaking the rules. He's speaking the truth. Dangerous thing to do in this age of lies. Quote, they don't tell you. They just say it violates our community standards. There's no explanation for what those standards are or what standards it violated. I like the way Tucker Carlson paraphrases that principle. Shut up and obey. That's the standard. That's the community standard. Shut up and obey. That's how the left thinks. And that's the world that we're headed to. If this snowball is headed for hell, that's the world that you and I are going to find ourselves in pretty soon. Shut up and obey. Levine explained that Witkowski's argument, though a...
So, Newt, our first interview was by over 1.2 million people and received thousands of largely positive comments. It's
also okay, here he is. Let me play. You're going to hear Witkowski now.
Starting with allegations that you did not represent yourself accurately, could you please introduce yourself again and then tell us about some of what you've been dealing with on this front?
So I have had an academic career originally in Germany, where I worked for 15 years with Klaus Dietz, one of the leading epidemiologists at the University of Tübingen. And then I came to New York and was for 20 years with the Rockefeller University, heading the Department of Biostatistics, Epidemiology, and Research Design at the Center for Clinical and Translational Science at the hospital. I apologize for being precise, but because I'm thrown dirt at, I have to be precise. I was never claimed to be a professor at the Rockefeller University, although, as I said, I had an academic career before. Now, people have corrected the factual problems they had with what I had said, because they misreported me, and that was the Tagesschau in Germany, which is the government-funded television station. It was also here a similar situation with USA Today, where the so-called fact finders started to throw dirt at me. And in particular, they said that I had, in my own words, misrepresented myself as being a professor at the Rockefeller University, which I have never done.
What do you think is behind all that that reaction?
Well, I think if somebody says something that you don't agree with because you have a different opinion, because you're used to praise the government, and you cannot attack somebody for what he said in terms of the facts, then you try to create a smokescreen of some allegations that are totally baseless and use that to try to discredit somebody's credibility. But as we have seen now, and at least since yesterday in New York, where the New York Times reported that at least 21% of the population are already immune, I think I am now vindicated that what I said 3 weeks ago when we had the first interview here was correct.
And that's 21% of the New York population, right?
This is 21% of the New York City population of the sample that they took, that excludes all people who are known cases. That also was a test that was skewed to rather have false negative than false positive tests. So the actual number probably was higher than that. And it was a couple of days ago. So at this stage of an epidemic, the number of immune people increases constantly. And so it should now be much higher than it was then.
Now, what we're listening to, ladies and gentlemen, that is Dr. Knut Witkowski. And this video is a couple of weeks ago. This is not the video that was memory holed by YouTube yesterday or today. So, and I will endeavor to find that memory hole of YouTube so we can find out what are they trying to keep from you that he said in that particular YouTube that maybe is even more striking than what he's saying in this video. But and yes, he indeed has been vindicated. Scott Atlas, Knut Witkowski, Dr. John Ioannidis, there are a growing wave of doctors and scientists who are utterly contradicting the puke Anthony Fauci Stein and his fantasies of world conquest being Mr. Number One, as Rand Paul said in that Senate hearing where Fauci Stein was testifying. Rand Paul, who was wonderful, who is a doctor, a medical doctor, his specialty was ophthalmology before he was elected to the Senate from Kentucky. I heard Rand Paul this morning describe the governor of Kentucky, who has a lockdown going in Kentucky, as our idiot governor. I love that. Our idiot governor. Rand Paul is really swinging for the fences. And a very brave guy, by the way. He was attacked. A left-wing neighbor nearly killed him. Broke his ribs. I think he had part of one lung removed. Somebody help me. Or part of his liver. Very serious. And I think I could hear he's still recovering. He's still... suffering the effects of that attack. The guy had him on the ground and was kicking Rand Paul. And the way I understand it, he was kicking Rand Paul because Rand Paul is a patriot, his neighbor. Very, very brave man. But he, at that hearing, said, Dr. Fauci, I don't think you're number one. I don't think you're the guy who gets – you're the unelected guy who gets to decide what happens to all of us. And Fauci Stein lied and said, I don't do that. I just give you the science, right? No, you don't give us the science, you piece of garbage. You give us your social justice warrior. I want to vaccinate anything that moves, fanatical – program. I want to inject you till it hurts with chemicals that I get to devise. I'm going to cook these things up. And by the way, I want to hear what's your connection, Fauci? I want him dragged before a Senate committee, and I wish Rand Paul had asked this question. Dr. Fauci, what dealings have you had with the Wuhan Level 4 bioterrorism laboratory? Dr. Fauci, have you ever participated in the channeling of funding, money, to the Wuhan Level 4, that's the highest level, bioterrorism laboratory? Dr. Fauci, have you ever been there? Dr. Fauci, have you had correspondence with Chinese officials or directors or staff members at the Wuhan? I want a whole series of questions Because what I've heard, and I think it's true, Fauci is up to his eyeballs in connection to the Wuhan laboratory. Here's a real man. Here's a real scientist, Dr. Witkowski. Continuing.
Struck by the partisan nature of this discussion, where any dissent from the accepted approach to the virus is dubbed as Trumpian or its analogs in other countries, with the only acceptable approach being what is billed as the scientific consensus. But shouldn't science always be an open question subject to revision, new evidence, and debate, irrespective of political party? And I have to ask you at this point, are you a Trump supporter, as some people have alleged? Is that why you've chosen to view the crisis as you do?
No, I am not, and I have never made a political statement. I have never singled out one party, and I have never aligned myself with one party. I'm a scientist. I'm looking at data, and I'm interpreting the data to the best of my experience, and I have 35 years of that, so that sometimes helps.
So now on to the important matters. So you've already alluded to this, but how has your assessment of the epidemic been borne out? And have there been other experts who have come to support your position?
There are many people who are supporting my positions. One was on the same channel interviewed here. That's John Ioannidis. There are several people, Wolfgang Wodart in Germany, there's Strake, there's Helmsheim, there's several of them, but they are not favored by the media, because if you don't present bad news, that's not good news for the media. The media, only bad news are good news. So 3 weeks ago, I was sitting here, and had already published a manuscript showing that the epidemic would be over soon, that this was just a regular flu, and there was no reason whatsoever to close schools, and in particular not to run the whole economy against the wall.
Wow. Not to run the whole economy against the wall. Wow. You know, there aren't people like Dr. Knut Witkowski. These people don't survive inside the Centers for Disease Control or the National Institutes of Health. Somebody who's a real scientist like Dr. Witkowski is going to get pushed out. He's going to get sidelined. He's not going to get hired, and he's going to get run off if he did get in. So, unfortunately, President Trump has to deal with what he's got. And he, I'm sure, had no idea that Dr. Witkowski was out there, or Dr. Scott Atlas, or any of these other people. And I can assure you that Anthony Fauci and his girlfriend Deborah Birx were very assiduous in preventing Donald Trump from ever finding out about Witkowski or Atlas or Ioannidis or any of the others. They know about these epidemiologists and scientists who utterly disagree. And of course, that's a supreme act of dishonesty. For Fauci to hide the dissenting view, that's not science. For him to conceal other scientists who utterly disagree with him, who are very qualified, and from our point of view, way more qualified than Fauci, because they're honest. Fauci is a damned liar. He lies. He has contradicted himself over and over again. What he says 1 month, 30 days later, he says the opposite. 1 month, he says masks don't have any, we don't need masks at all. 30 days later, he wants every man, woman, child, and dog to be strapped into a mask. 1 month, he says this flu is a flu, and it's not remarkable, and it's not a threat. 30 days later, oh my God, stop everything. Ground the planes, stop the trains. Anchor the ships. Keep the people on the ship. Don't let them off the ship. Stay in your house. He comes just short, you know, the Red Chinese solution. They actually locked people into their apartments by locking the door from outside, and people died in their own residence, locked in by the goons of the Red Chinese Communist Party, which is a goon government. It's a goon government that William Jefferson Clinton honored by inviting them into the World Trade Organization. He made their day. He made their economy. He screwed us. Obama continued the same Clinton policy. Remember, his Secretary of State was Bill Clinton's, well, the person that lives, well, she doesn't even live at the same address. So let's listen to Dr. Witkowski a bit more.
Damage that was done to the economy is immense. And even if there had been a few more deaths than in a regular flu, which it wasn't, but even then, the huge damage done to the economy could not be justified by whatever was known, even at the time when people started with the so-called social distancing or the second prohibition, exactly 100 years after the first prohibition. And we already knew how effective the first prohibition was.
You don't want to take it. Show me drinking it.
No, it's okay.
They cut to a video of Dr. Witkowski having a glass of wine, it appears. So we'll pause right there. Let's go to our callers. We're going to first go to Larry in Texas and then to Dan in Texas. Larry, what's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Kelso. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Hey, yes.
I've called in before. It's been a while. I listened to you quite a bit. Could I put a little bit of perspective on this, on the big picture of what's going on?
Please, I love what you're saying. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the John D. Rockefeller clawed and scratched and his way to the top of the oil heap in the early 1900s, late 1800s. When he got to the top and he had destroyed all of his competitors, and he clawed his way up and had a very bad name, did stuff like the Ludlow Massacre, in charge of that up in Colorado, killed a bunch of his workers, and he had to clean up his image. So he put a bunch of his money into the Rockefeller Foundation, and it continued to grow without paying taxes. And they use that to completely obliterate healthy hospitals, healthy people that were interested in healing and doing homeopathic medicine. And instead, he funded hospitals and teaching universities that would only teach them how to treat symptoms.
They hold on, Larry. I'm going to give you another example that I think is even more powerful than John D. Rockefeller, and that is Henry Ford. Henry Ford was a genuine patriot, absolutely a solid gold patriot, from top to bottom, and he did so many wonderful things, and his instincts and his impulses were so good. He was an American good old boy. He was an American patriot down to his core. But he set up a foundation, you know, of course, and at one point he was the richest man in the world. He was making like one out of three cars in the world. And he was doing making a whole lot of other things as well. A genius, a total genius. And he put a lot of his money into the Ford Foundation. Now, what happens with these foundations? With all of them, I mean, just basically all of them, is that these social justice warriors, these Saul Alinsky activists, they manage when the Henry Ford, who was a genius, and whoever else it might have been, I'm not including John Rockefeller, I agree John Rockefeller was a parasite, but a lot of these people like Goodyear and Firestone and Ford really were geniuses, Edison, and yes, they were geniuses. But when they put their money into the foundation, lo and behold, these left-wingers, they have a nose. Unlike you and me and the rest of the people on the right, we're not – we don't have a – like a – we don't have a heat-seeking organ on our nose or on our forehead that seeks out power. But the left does. So when a patriot like Ford sets up a foundation and it has billions of dollars, these left-wingers wheedle their way in there. They worm their way in there. And then they hire each other. This is another thing that they do that we right-wingers don't do. We don't stick together the way the left does. They conspire. They hire each other. And that's what the deep state, that's what Donald Trump is dealing with right now. These people in the State Department, and in the Justice Department and all the other departments except the Border Patrol, they have staffed their organizations with left-wingers, and they do the same thing with foundations. And, of course, these foundations, the Ford Foundation, has funded all kinds of horrible things that don't help health and that have a – you know, this is a sad part of modern medicine is that doctors – you know, there are great doctors out there. There are incredible doctors out there who understand health and who understand our immune system and who are wonderful healers. And they honor their Hippocratic oath, do no harm. First, do no harm. They do that. And these are some of the most wonderful people in the world. But there's another crowd of people, it's true in every profession, who are pukes, like Fauci. And they, I think these... the social justice warriors among the doctors, the field of public health must really just get them aroused. So, you know, the idea of like, let's say, being an OBGYN, you know, and delivering babies, that's too much work. And that's, you know, that's just helping people. It's too easy to measure if you're good or bad. You know, if the babies live, it's too easy to tell if you're no good. But if you're a social justice warrior in the Centers for Disease Control, nobody can tell that you're a criminal. Nobody can tell that you're a communist, and that you want to put the tongs on Larry in Texas, and our next caller Dan in Texas. So that's what's happened there. So I appreciate your example of Rockefeller, but now Larry, bring us up to. Yeah, but
what,
Larry.
So what I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. But bring us up to date.
Yes. I will. One more thing, because you cut in on this and took it a whole different direction. What I want to say is that the Rockefeller Foundation was the worst of all of them. And they took their money and they started the education board. They put it in a whole lot of different places that shouldn't be. And they controlled the education of our country so that we turned out a bunch of slaves that would work in the factories. And they did not want people to know anything about money. That's not taught in the schools today. So anyways, they've really screwed with everybody, all this MK Ultra stuff there at the bottom of all of it. And you fast forward to today, we got another guy that grew up and he clawed and he scratched and he burned people. And he did the exact same things that John D. Rockefeller did, but he did it in the information technology industry. This guy is Bill Gates.
Yes.
And this guy, he put so many companies, he stole their technology and added it to his operating system. And he he ruined so many companies. And he got to the top, and now he's doing the exact same thing. He put his money into a foundation. It continues to grow, and it doesn't pay taxes. And it's not just him. He got this Oracle of Omaha who added his funds to it. And everything that they're going about doing is just making the human race in our society worse and worse. They're behind all of the stuff that's going on.
You know, I'll tell you what. One of the principles that may apply here, Larry, one of the philosophical principles, is stay with us, and I'll mention that principle, see if you agree with it, after the break. Stay tuned.
It'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Thank you.
There's battle lines being drawn.
We're back, nobody's folks. Right. Larry's on the phone with us in Texas. And Larry, let me run this by you and see if this agrees with your interpretation. There was a famous British Lord Acton who said, power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I think when you talk about Bill Gates, you talk about John D. Rockefeller, you talk about Anthony Fauci. Some people of lower character, when they get massive power, it just as Lord Acton said, it tends to corrupt them. And when they have absolute power, and you could, you know, a guy like Bill Gates, who at various times is the richest man in the world, depending on how the stock market's going, he falls prey to that absolute corruption. What do you think of that, of Lord Acton's idea?
Oh, I totally agree with that.
And I just found out something. We got to watch out about Larry. We got to watch out about Kelso here, because I just looked it up. I've never looked up Lord Acton, but his ancestor, Lord Acton's ancestor. Hang on just a second, Larry, and I'll get back to you. You'll have the microphone. Lord Acton's ancestor, Sir Walter de Beauchamp of Powick, and Acton Beauchamp, Knight Sheriff of Wiltshire and Speaker of the House of Commons, is my 16th great-grandfather. So I'm an Acton. And I don't know what my cousin relationship is to Lord Acton, but I know that we share a grandfather, Sir Walter de Beauchamp. And this goes back a ways. This guy was born in 1365 and died on January 1st, 1430. In Wiltshire, England. But so that's, you know, and of course our founding fathers were aware of this, and that's why they, you know, tried so hard to give us a republic where the men of excessive power and women would be bound down by the chains of a constitution, which includes a Bill of Rights. And the thing that just jumps right out at anybody with a brain about the lockdown is that this lockdown is the complete trashing of every article of our Bill of Rights.
Absolutely. But who is our president?
Of course.
Can he not do anything about this?
Okay, you ask a very good question.
He's got these people behind him who he has appointed.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that. Larry, stay with me because I want your view on this. We're going to talk about what can the president do right after this break.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.